This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, November 28th, 2023. We'll finish Chesem and Aleph 8-8. It's the 8A. It's the third section, the blue text. So here we actually start fresh, which is nice. No review. The Echad B'Tishrei, the Mishnah says, the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's the beginning of the new year for years. All right? So the Gemara asked the obvious question. The Mai Hilchasa, what in the world does that mean, right? What's the practical import of Rosh Hashanah for the years? So Amra Papa Lishtara. So Rapapa says that means for documents, for loan documents. It's not, as it says, Shtare Chov Hamukdamin Psulin, right? If you have a loan document that is predated, right, that is written earlier than the loan took place, they are indeed puzzled, they're disqualified. But if they're post-dated, meaning dated for after the transaction took place, so that is kasha, that is okay. So just again, quickly to review, by the moment you have a loan document and it's signed, you are able to take from essentially any property sold after that loan takes place, is going to be mortgaged to the loan. So the lender is going to lend money to the borrower. The borrower now owes $100,000. That borrower goes and sells a piece of property. And when the lender comes, there's nothing left. He can go and collect from that property. That property is mortgaged to the loan. So it's important to have the right date on the shtar, and that's what it means that this is Rosh Hashanah for years. It's for dating purposes of documents for loan collection, etc. The Gemara said that's none. But we learned in the Mishnah, Echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah lemelachim, right? The first of Nisan Rosh Hashanah for kings. And we asked Lamai Helchasa, right? So what's the practical import of that? Amar Rav Chisda l'shtaros, right? Rav Chisda says it is for shtaros, right? So we say that this loan happened on the first day of whatever of this month to the second year of the reign of the king, etc. And then we right? So we say lo kasha, right? It's not really a contradiction. What's the contradiction? We just said that for shtaros the year start in Tishrei. Then we quoted the Mishnah, right, that Nisan is the first year for the kings. Rav Chisda says that it's Nisan. So which one is it? For loan documents, does the year start in Tishrei? Does it start in Nisan? So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not really a question. Kan lemalchei Yisrael, kan lemalchei umos ha'olam. Right, we had that distinction before. Malchei Yisrael, Jewish kings, are going to start in Nisan, and then the non-Jewish king is going to start in Tishrei. Aye, but then Elahad Amar Rav Chisda, right? That which Rav Chisda had said, which we saw earlier, right? Rav Chisda himself remarked, Lo Shanu Ala Malchei Yisrael. When I said Nisan is for right kings and loan whatever. That's only true for Jewish kings. But the Malchei Umas HaOlam, Tishrei Maninan. Right? For Malchei Umas HaOlam, for non-Jewish kings, we count from Tishrei. Now, the Gemara asked a question, right? Rav Chisda Masninan Asala Ishmuinan. Rav Chisda is coming to teach us a Mishnah. Right? If it is true that the Mishnah of one Tishrei is for years, and that's for Shtaros, and for kings and Nisan is for shtaros, we have this split, right? And then we say one is for Jewish kings, one for not Jewish kings. We have that split in the Mishnah. What is Rav Chisda and Amora? Come and teach us that which is explicit in the Mishnah, right? That it would make Rav Chisda's statement a very strange statement. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav Chisda wasn't coming to teach us the Mishnah. Rav Chisda cry asala ishmuna. No, Rav Chisda was coming to teach us, right, how to read the psukim. So, right, when you go back, and we're not going to review this now, but we went through all the different psukim in the Gemara about the different kings. Rav Chisda was simply interested in teaching us how to read the psukim. He wasn't coming to teach us what we already know from the Mishnah. V'ibayis ema, or you could say Rav Chisda ki Rav Zeira masnile. Maybe you could say that Rav Chisda holds like Rav Zeira. What does Rav Zeira say? The Rav Zeira amar lutzkufa, that Rav Zeira says that when, right, according to this, Rav Chisda says kings in Nisan documents and split between non-Jewish and Jewish, all good. When the Mishnah says that Echad Tishrei is for years, it does not have to do with loan documents. Rather, it has to be like Rav Chisda, who says it's for Tkufa. Tkufa is, right, calculating the sun and the moon and the different the equinoxes and all that kind of stuff, the year, that all starts in Tishrei. Right, Vir Rabbi Eliezer, and it's according to the position of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar B'Tishrei Nibra HaOlam, that the world was created in Tishrei. Right? It's an argument in the Gemara elsewhere. It's the world created in Tishrei, the world created in Nisan. So this is, right, first of the Tishrei is the new year for years. That's because the world was created in Tishrei, and we're talking about the sun, the moon, and all things related to those cycles. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak offers a third opinion. What does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is the new year for years? Ledin, right, for judgment, right, which is of course how we all view Rosh Hashanah, right? For us, that's just obvious. Rosh Hashanah is for years. It's what you're gonna be judged on for this year. Dichsiv, as it says, right, that Hashem is looking at the land, and then the end of the pasuk is Mereshis Hashana Be'anachris Hashem, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. How do you read that? Mereshis Hashana, from the beginning of the year, Nidon Ma'yeh B'Sofu. We are judged on what will be at the end of the year, right, for the remainder, for the entirety of the year. Now the Gemara says that's great, but Mimaydit Tishrei. How do we know that Shana, right, the beginning of the year, is Tishrei? It just says from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. It doesn't say Tishrei. Dichsev, again, a very famous Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Right, you should blow the shofar in the month. On the month, blow the shofar. Ba'kesa l'yom chagenu. Right, we're reading kesa here as hidden. Right, when it is hidden for the day of our festival. Ezehu Chag, right, which is the festival. The Gemara will continue that the moon is hidden. And that's going to be Rosh Hashanah, but that we'll explain tomorrow. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me then.